first of all, we got to ask about that. Tackle Sickle Cell, it's been going on, you guys, for a long time.
Yeah.
What is this, the fourth annual casino night?
Yeah, something like that. I'm starting to lose count, so that's always
that's a
positive.
Thing.
Exactly. So just trying to build that consistency. Every year, having people anticipate that it's coming, the 5K, the casino night, the blood drives, the whole nine. So it's always exciting that having it back here at Rutgers is awesome. You know, just driving through, seeing the stadium brings back memories. So to be able to do have a great cause and have it here at a great place, surrounded by great people, is always a great experience.
Now you guys gave blood today too, right?
Yeah.
What do you say to somebody that's afraid to?
You tell them you're saving someone's life. Dev actually couldn't because he just had that shoulder surgery, so he couldn't give, but I was able to give. And you just know how much it means, you know, actually getting involved with this disease, seeing patients and seeing the impact that you can have on somebody's life, especially being around so many of the children and realizing that a blood transfusion, especially African-Americans and minorities giving, is huge. So that's why we have that blood drive every year and trying to get more and more people to come out and give.
I've retweeted everything you guys have tweeted.
Appreciate that.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the Browns.
The Titans and the Browns.
Come on. So the Browns have one of the best fan bases, the Dog Pound, in the NFL. What could you talk about? Talk about them, I guess.
Oh, awesome fans. Our job as players and being a part of that organization is we got to do a better job of giving them things to cheer about.
Right.
But definitely, you know, that first game of the season, that was obviously my first experience being there, obviously out of the preseason. That stadium was rocking. We played Pittsburgh at home. And I was even surprised, you know, coming off the season I had the year before, of just how loud and how into it the fans were. And then, obviously, you know, as the season went on, it's not the same. But one of the best fan bases I've been around, just being in the league and playing down there and going against those guys and now being a part of the organization.
Now, the attendance has dipped, though, for the Browns for the first time since 97, actually. What do you say to those fans that may sort of kind of, you know, go away from the team?
Man, I don't know. You know, it's tough. Yeah. Just for me, being my first year down there, and it's tough, you know, to go through a season of not winning a game and then to know the season they were coming off of the year before that. It's hard to continue to tell a fan, like, hey, this is going to be the year, when you keep kind of doing the same thing. So the only thing I can tell them is that the guys in that locker room, man, are invested. They worked their butts off. And that was the thing that I was most impressed with, just being there for the season I was there. It's just a bunch of young guys, but, man, they're hungry. And that's what I enjoyed most. I was able to talk about my experiences. Obviously, being in year nine, I was the second oldest guy on the team. And just talk about the different things that I've gone through and just kind of schooling guys up on the business side of the league. But just seeing how hard, you know, through the adversity that guys continue to work throughout that entire season, as that's what I would tell the fans, is continue to believe in the guys in the locker room, because week in and week out, regardless of the outcome, they're giving everything they have.
And you're contributing to the culture change of that team, no doubt. I have no
doubt
about that.
Trying to.
Joe Thomas, if he decides to go to stay, what is the impact of that going to be?
Oh, man, Joe T is Cleveland. That's an amazing guy, man. Amazing person, you know. He was injured and still continued to come around helping as many guys as he can. Great personality, if you've ever seen him with his podcast and everything that he does outside of just playing football. But it'll be a huge blow and a huge loss if he decides not to. But I think he loves the game. I'm hoping Joe T will be back. Yeah.
Now, Jabril Peppers, New Jersey guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys bond over that?
Yeah, man. Me and him both got injured around the same time. So we're in the training room together. My guy Pep, man, he's a really good player. I think he'll start to come into his own. Later on in the season, he was kind of forced to play strong safety, and that was, I think, more of his natural position, a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage, and enabled him to do some of the things he was more accustomed to doing. Got an interception in the last game of the season. He's like a little spark plug, you know.
Yeah.
He's always excited. He's always on the move, man. I was kicking as much knowledge to him as I can, and I'm excited for him, man, and what the future is going to hold for him.
Hopefully he absorbs a lot of it.
Yeah,
it's good information, I'm sure.
I think he will, man. He's a good dude.
So the Browns have the fifth hardest strength of schedule this year. Another.
Who's drawing this stuff up?
I don't know, man.
How does that come about?
I don't know. Yeah, it kind of stinks.
Man, I guess, but why not? You know, why not have it that way? The adversity that the team has been through, why not? You know, continue to build this offseason and come out with that type of chip on your shoulder. And obviously, no matter what the schedule was, you know, it's not going to be an easy road, you know, coming off of the year of last year. So why not try to come back and prove everybody wrong with this type of schedule like that and the mountain that you're going to have to climb?
And you guys have a lot of draft picks in the first couple rounds. I mean, that has to amount to something.
Without doubt, no. Everything that's being said about John Dorsey, new GM, is all positive. So you assume that he's going to start in the right direction of turning things around and getting the right people in the building.
Now, Devin's a part of the coalition. What are your thoughts on that?
It's amazing. You know, just to have, to me, I think the biggest thing, just to have players united and talking about issues that are going on in our country and not be afraid to step up and do something about it. It's just amazing. Just me, even throughout the beginning process of it, of just hearing how thoughtful guys are and just ideas and the impact that guys can make. It's an exciting time.
And doing things. It's not just, you know, talking about it.
And that's the biggest thing.
Right. All right. So let's go to these. We kind of just talked about that. Unify the anthem experience. All right. So what's a catch?
Man, who knows? You know, you can go throughout the years of, I remember the Calvin Johnson catching the end zone where he catches the ball, lands on 2 feet, falls, and the ball falls out of his hands. Not a catch. Then the Dez Bryant versus Green Bay. And then obviously with the Super Bowl catching, I mean, obviously I'm a little biased. My brother was involved in the play. But to me, all those plays that have transpired, the Pittsburgh Steelers play this year versus New England, the one in the Super Bowl, the Dez Bryant, all of those were catches. So it's just like, come up with one rule that makes sense and then stand by it. And the tough thing about it is that you blame refs, but all the calls they've made have been right. The way the rule is written, those aren't catches. So the struggle to me is that you don't want to make the catch rule different around the goal line than how it is in the field.
Right.
But if you're going to say when the ball crosses the plane, then it's a touchdown, then it's a touchdown. And sometimes you just want to use common football sense and look at the play and say, well, that's a touchdown.
Right.
But, you know, I'm happy I'm not a part of the committee.
If it doesn't come out, it's a catch.
Yeah, exactly.
And what was the other one you wanted to do? Thursday Night Football, short turnaround, real quickly.
Oh, it's awful. Thursday Night Football is so tough to get ready. You know, you look at just our weekly schedule. Wednesday, a lot of guys sometimes don't even practice on Wednesdays, depending upon how banged up they are from a game. So to go out there on a Thursday and try to play is just crazy coming off Sundays. And you look at Richard Sherman this season, just dealing with an Achilles injury throughout the year. Those days from Sunday to Sunday is what kind of gets you back to where your body is ready to go for that following Sunday. And he said he knew that his Achilles wasn't going to make it and just continue to muscle through it. So Thursday night games are the toughest.
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds like Devin's ready.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
All right. Dana McCartan, Jason McCartan, thank you very much.
No, we don't.
The primetime games for Cleveland. All right. Hey, thanks for watching.